No, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a fatty. When I say fatty, I don't mean physically. You don't have to be 1,000 pounds to be a fatty. I can see fatty in your faces. You don't have, you just, you ever eat with somebody and they stop eating, they're just done? That's you. I'm done. But there's food, right? What about that food? I'm done. I know, but I'm done too, but there's food. Are you taking that home? No. Can I have that? Is that me? That's a superhero, but you ever eat with somebody and they just stop eating? It's like, what the fuck is that? How do you do that? Are your parents still together? Who taught you that? That's an amazing feat. If I could be a superhero, I'd be I'm done, man. That's what fuck flying in the middle of every meal. I'm done. My wife is one of those. In the middle of a meal, she's like, I'm full, and I'm just chowing. And then she's like, honey, aren't you full too? I've been full for 20 minutes, but the pain from my childhood still exists in my chest, so I usually eat until that dies. Yeah, try to stop this. I'll murder everybody at Cheesecake Factory. Everybody dies. I know I asked for your help, but not fucking tonight, bitch. Not tonight. Now pass me the bread. She does this, it's a drug. You know you're a fatty when food makes you feel better. When you feel shitty and you can feel better with just a couple bites. You ever come home on a Saturday night, you're sad, you're lonely, you got nobody, everybody else seems to have somebody, and then you look and your cat just licking her vagina and doesn't even come to you. Then you look on top of the fridge and there's an unopened box of Cheez-Its and you smile like you just met a girl on a gondola ride. And you eat that whole box with no water, so halfway through you go, more Cheez-Its. Man, my wife brings, like, she doesn't get it. She'll bring chocolate home. It's like, are you nuts? You can't, I can't have shit. If it's here, I'm eating it. That's it. I can't. She left the chocolate bar on the kitchen table. I woke up just to get water at 12 at night, and now I'm faced with a decision. I'm like shaking. I shouldn't do it. Please, God, help me. Please, oh, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And she comes up, what are you doing? I'm like, what the fuck? There's a candy bar right here. She said, well, don't eat it. How? How the fuck do I know? I've been doing this my whole life. That's what I do. I eat candy, asshole. That's my heroin. If that was heroin, if I was a heroin addict, would you leave needles and hookers with their mouths open? No. Because you'd come up at 3 in the morning. I'd be like, Then she goes. She goes, don't eat the whole thing. It's this big. How? That's gone. It doesn't weigh 700 pounds, ass face. She goes, break a little piece off. That's what the lines are for in a chocolate bar. Did you know that? The lines in the bar to snap that off and just have that one square? I learned that 5 months ago. I thought that was to snap it, stack it, eat the whole thing easier. I thought that was for me, not against me. I thought there was a fat guy in the factory. You know what he should do? I've been thinking. We should make him into squares. Because it takes me 3 minutes to eat a regular candy bar. This would take me, if I could stack it, it would be 2 minutes. And that'd be easier. We'd sell more candy bars. No, it was some fucking skinny ass like you. You know what we should do? Is make them little, so you can have one little piece, so you don't have to eat the whole fucking thing, huh? That's what you should do. That's the problem. People are eating candy bars. One day she came home with a bag of Hershey's Kisses. Oh my God, I was so, I saw the bag and I got excited. Because I thought she was like, fuck, let's have snacks, let's treat it out. Oh, it was awesome, because I love Hershey's Kisses, because there's like so many of them. And it's not as easy as like an M&M, you know what I mean? Hold on, I just pop them in. You have to like undress the chocolate. It's like dirty, like, hey, let me take this off. And let me take this titty out. Flick her clothes off. She comes out after dinner with two. That's it, two. I'm like, what the fuck? I went to grab both. She's like, no, that's no. The one's for you, one's for me. That's what you need to learn. It's 10 points. That's all you need. Then she ate hers. She didn't chew it. She sucked on it for 28 minutes just to fuck with me. I wanted to hit her right in her stomach, have it shoot out, and catch it in the air like a seal. What did I do to you? Then she hid the bag, which fucking annoyed me to no end. I'll find it! What are you, we live in Hell's Kitchen in a one bedroom. You know, I've eaten through the garbage when you threw food out after you went to bed. You don't know me. I will find it. I will wake up like a fat coyote in the middle of the night and find it. And now I'm eating the whole fucking bag. How's that sound? I'm gonna eat the whole bag. It's gonna look like somebody blew the Tin Man in the kitchen the next day. That's I'm just me naked, rubbing chocolate into my areola with one of those notes hanging out of my mouth. I am somebody. I will be somebody. I can be somebody.